Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands and slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other. Now, apart again. Then towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the feeling of energy as it warms your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides to rest on both sides of your head. Feel it flow behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders with warmth. Now the energy streams meet in your chest, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart, once more, loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, rolling to either side of your head. It flows behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders. The energy streams join together in your chest, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy and let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel its warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flow across your shoulders, relaxing them, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, bringing energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy and take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your belly in and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy stream dividing and then flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding on to your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is, Do You See Me? The brightly colored trees stood out against the blue sky. More and more blue showed through the trees' branches as brown, red, orange, and gold leaves drifted to the ground. The leaves twirled and swirled with the breeze before resting on the ground. After playing with the leaves, the cool breeze ruffled the little mouse's fur, and Maya quickly scampered over to rest next to a warm tree root. The air was growing colder. She needed to find a cozy place to stay where she could store some food for the winter. The little mouse nestled in close to the tree trunk where the wind could no longer ruffle her fur. Feeling warm and secure, the little mouse relaxed and watched as leaves tumbled by. Then Maya saw another furry little creature. It looked a little bit like another mouse. She smiled and waved, hoping the other mouse would see her. It worked. The other mouse scampered right towards her, and then, bump! The other mouse had run right into Maya. She rubbed her forehead and said, Ow! Who's there? The other said, looking around in all directions and seeming to be startled. I'm Maya. Why did you run into me? The little mouse said, feeling puzzled as to why this mouse was startled at all. She was right there in front of the other mouse's nose. Oh, I'm Morgan. I'm sorry I ran into you. I'm a mole and I don't see very well out here. I was just looking for the entrance to my tunnels. It's pretty cold out here, and I just wanted to get back into the cozy earth. It sure is, Maya replied. That's why I'm huddled next to this tree. You should see my tunnels. Everything is even warmer under the ground. The breeze can't ruffle your fur there, Morgan said. I don't know. I don't think I'll be able to see much in the tunnels, the little mouse replied. It's okay. I'll show you the way. I know where everything is under the ground. It's above the ground where I have trouble. And I can see pretty well above the ground, but I could use some help in the tunnels. Maybe we can help each other out, Maya suggested.
That sounds like a plan, the little mole said with a smile. Would you like to see the tunnels now?
Well, you did mention that they were warm, the little mouse said with a shiver.
Okay, here's where I'll need your help. I know the entrance is around the trunk of this tree. Can you help me find it? Morgan asked.
Sure, Maya replied, and she searched the ground surrounding the tree trunk until she found a small opening.
Is this it? She asked. Morgan hurried over and said, Yes, thank you. You found it so quickly. Follow me. And with that, the little mole slipped through the opening and under the ground. Maya followed Morgan closely. The light slowly faded until all she could do was follow the sound of the little mole's voice. In the tunnels, Morgan was completely confident. Weaving this way and that, the little mouse felt the warmth of the earth surrounding her. This would be a nice place for a nap, she thought. Morgan, do you have a place where you store food?
Yes, I do. It's right around the corner.
Do you think I could store my food there as well? Maya asked.
Of course, there's plenty of room, Morgan replied.
Thank you, Maya said. She had found a friend, a cozy place to stay, and somewhere to store her food, all in the same afternoon. Now, it really was time for a nap. As the mouse and mole turned the corner, Morgan said,
Here we are. This is where I like to nap.
Maya yawned.
I guess we found it just in time, Morgan said, smiling.
The mouse and mole stretched their legs and then curled up in the cozy den. The little mouse thought of all she had to be grateful for. She was glad that she had been able to help the mole find the tunnel's entrance. Maya was grateful to have a new friend, and she was thankful for the cozy place to rest. The little mouse gave herself a big hug and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. She took another dragon breath, in and out. Then one more deep dragon breath, in and out. She yawned again. And the little mouse curled into a tight little ball of fluff and fell into a deep, deep sleep. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.